From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler. Rachel Lynn Solomon has written 4 young adult books, and her debut adult novel, The X-Talk, is a Library Reads January 2021 pick. Solomon has worked in public radio, the setting of The X-Talk, so we're sure to hear the inside, exciting story of public radio stations today. Welcome to Craft, Rachel Lynn Solomon.
Hi, Doug. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's just dig down into the things that happen in public radio, fictionally. So tell me, you know, in your novel, longtime producer Shay Goldstein clashes with her station's newest reporter, Dominic Yoon, a self-assured recent journalism grad. Tell us where it goes from there, Rachel.
So the two of them, they are constantly butting heads at work, and the station has been struggling. So during a pitch meeting for new show ideas, Shay suggests a relationship show hosted by two people who are dating. But everyone feels like that maybe sounds a little stale, a little done. So she then suggests, what about a show hosted by people who are exes? And while everyone loves the idea, you know, there's no one at the station that fits that profile. So later on, their boss pulls them aside and says, you know, you guys are always at each other's throats. I don't think it would be too much of a leap if we told everyone that you were exes. What if you guys host the show? Oh, and your jobs are on the line. So it is a bit of a lie that they have to sign up for, but they are doing it, they believe, in some small sense for a noble reason to help save it.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a background in NPR, as I mentioned. Tell me about what it was like fictionalizing working at NPR for you. It's a different thing than the young adult novels that you have done in the past and the one that's coming out this summer.
Yes, so I had a lot of fun with it. It had been a while since I'd worked in public radio. I was really focused on it in college and in my early 20s, but I haven't been there in about 7 years. So a lot of it was, you know, digging back through my memories and even some of my old kind of cringeworthy recordings that I had, in addition to doing a lot of research, mainly focused on podcasts, because their show, although it's local, it gains more popularity as a podcast. And, you know, 7 years is like, you know, 5 lifetimes in, I think, podcast years at this point. So I really tried to plug in as many details as I could to make it feel real for a radio fan. So there are a lot of references to specific radio shows, you know, This American Life, Fresh Air, Car Talk, as well as trying to freshen it up with some newer podcast references.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like doing the research on that and having to remember those things and sort of juxtapositioned against your new life as a writer? Were there times you thought this was easier, you know, when I was at, say, NPR, or this is something that is so much better now that I'm not on radio? What was the juxtaposition like for you?
It's tough to say one way or the other, because I loved radio, and I still do. But I think at the core, I've always just wanted to tell stories. So I think what I'm doing now, that I'm lucky enough to write full time, is I'm still telling stories. It's just in a different way. And I did feel, even when I was working in public radio and starting to write fiction on the side, that it was just such a fascinating setting that it was something I knew I would want to eventually explore in a book. So even though this idea has been marinating in my brain for about a decade, I didn't land on the right plot until a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that it's the right plot? How far do you get into writing a book, since this is now your 5th one, before you say, you know, this is really going to work, or, geez, I started off at the beginning and thought this was great and it didn't work out the way I wanted? How do you know that moment?
So one great way is coming up with the wrong plot first and not getting a positive reaction from the people around you. And that was my experience with this book. So I tried to write it once in 2016, and it didn't work. And then I came up with a new idea at the beginning of 2019 that was about two people trying to produce separate new shows, competing with each other to get picked up nationally. So it was like whoever had the better show would get picked up. And I pitched it to my agent, and she was like, okay, sure, go ahead. I could tell the enthusiasm wasn't 100% there. And I think it felt a little too insidery because it was all so heavily focused on public radio. And then when this new idea came to me after a brainstorming session with a friend, it just felt like exactly the kind of, you know, fresh twist that could work really well in a romantic comedy, because it was, you know, an immediate kind of new trope, right? Like, the fake exes is a mashup of enemies to lovers and fake dating, which are both very beloved and very popular tropes in the romance world. So I was really excited about the idea of doing something just a little different.
Until you just said that, I had never thought about contacting any of my exes because...
to see if they want to host a radio show with you.
Seems like such a dangerously bad idea. Was that something that as you wrote through this book, you thought, geez, I wonder what this person is like? And, you know, somebody from your past, I guess I'm curious about the ways that you try to inhabit your characters' heads.
Yeah, so I do, some of my romantic history plays a role. I started dating my husband when we were 19. So I have never really... like, back when we started dating, we met in college, and dating apps still carried a huge stigma. Like, I remember, you know, hearing people meeting on, actually, they weren't even apps at that point. It was just, you know, people online meeting on OkCupid or Match.com for, you know, my parents after they got divorced. But so I've never really experienced that modern dating world. So it is a lot of research and a lot of talking to people. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of my other relationships were in high school, so they were a lot of that is more my YA novels. Mm-hmm. Whereas with adult, it is fully like kind of imagining what these relationships would look like while drawing from. Even I like to think that even if the books aren't fully based on my life, I'm drawing from emotions more so than actual experiences. Mm-hmm. In terms of inspiration. Right.
And you've got a book coming out this June, a young adult novel called We Can't Keep Meeting Like This. What do you see for your future in terms of the adult fiction versus young adult fiction, the different genres, different ideas?
I would love to continue doing both as long as I can. You know, I started with YA. That was definitely my first love in terms of writing. And I really still feel so drawn to those stories because a lot of them are dealing with themes of identity and this big question of who am I? Whereas on the flip side, adult novels, while they might still deal with who am I questions, a lot of them are tackling who am I and how do I fit into the world? Like, who am I and what am I contributing? And that is something I'm still trying to figure out every day. And I am also just really drawn to just the independence that my characters have in an adult book. Like, my main character can just get in a car and drive somewhere, and she doesn't have to tell her mom where she's going. that would very rarely happen in a YA novel unless, you know, someone's doing it rebelliously. Right. So maybe it would happen all the time.
Right, yeah. Well, Rachel Lynn Solomon, thank you very much for talking to me today. Again, the book is called The X Talk. It is out now. Best of luck with your publisher.
Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate it.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.